I don't know about y'all, but in moments like that, I just kind of wanted the world to stop for a minute and let me catch up to it. The scripture this morning is taken from 1 Corinthians 13. I invite all of you to either turn in your pew Bibles or the Bible that you brought with you to 1 Corinthians 13. Now, for those who may not be familiar with the Bible, where is 1 Corinthians? Is it in the Old or the New Testament? The New Testament. And so the New Testament begins, actually it's just the last little bit of the Bible, and it begins with what book? Matthew and Mark and Luke and John, and what comes after John? Acts, and then Romans, and finally 1 Corinthians. So 1 Corinthians 13, beginning with verse 4. Once you find that, if you would stand with me, close your finger in your Bible. Let's raise that Bible above our heads and let's say our Bible pledge this morning like we mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys sound awesome. Please remain standing with me as we read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning with verse 4. Love is patient, the Apostle Paul tells us. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. Love does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Let's say this together. Love never ends. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Some time ago, a panel of women debated who they thought was the perfect man. You would have thought they would choose a famous actor or preacher or a... what? Or a very wealthy man, but the final conclusion of this panel was that the perfect man was actually Mr. Potato Head. Their reasoning? Well, he's tan, he's cute. Oh, something just popped into my head. He could see it because of his... anyway, forget it. Because of his eyes. Think about it. All right.
He's bald.
He's bald, yeah. Hey. But also, he knows the importance of accessorizing. And one of the main things that they thought was, you know, if Mr. Potato Head looks at another woman, you can always rearrange his face.